ശ്രീതദർപ്പണമാചരം ഭവമഹാദാവാദ്യുത്പാദനം ശ്രേയൈതവസന്ധിതാവിതരണം വിദ്യാവധി ജീവനം ആനന്ദാമൃതിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദം പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം പണം വിജയത്തിൽ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ I'm very glad to hear our beloved Pachyananda Swami speaking about material elements very nicely, analytically. They are all described in this article. Actually, this movement is taken as one of the so-called religious movements. But it is not that. It is a cultural movement to bring in the fullest person to the real platform of life. This movement is helping people to make a solution of all the problems of life. Because we create problems by misunderstanding. Just like a foolish person does not know what is the law, he steals something, and when he is brought into the court, arrested, if he says that I did not know there is a law that a thief is punished, I did not know. Or stealing is against law, criminal. So, ignorance is no excuse. Similarly, out of ignorance, we are committing so many sinful lives, and we are becoming liable to be punished. That is the law of nature. We cannot avoid it. If you touch the fire, it will burn. If a child touches the fire, there is no mercy. That is because the fire will not consider that here is a child. He does not know, he has touched the fire. The fire will act just like yours. There was little incidents of fire. We become all alarmed because fire will do its own work unless we take it off. This is the law. That is explained. The laws of nature are very, very stringent. We have got experience. Just like if you eat some quantity of food, if you eat more, then you will have to starve for 3 days. Because you have broken the law. You require a certain quantity of salt in the food. If the salt is more or the salt is less, then the food starts being used. In this way, if we study the laws of nature, then we can understand that we cannot break, just like you cannot break the laws of the state. Similarly, the laws of nature means laws of God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti shriyate satyatharam hetu nanena kauntiya jagat viparivartate. Don't think that the material nature, they're acting or reacting automatically. No. Here it is said, Mayadhaksena prakriti shvete satyatharam. Behind the laws of nature, there is God. under his direction, everything is moving. As Swami Chidananda said, that it is not going on blindly. The sun rising, the sun setting, they are and acting exactly in time. What? Jasadvaya bhavatisam vidapalakattu govindamadikisam dhavamaya. This is the experience of Brahma, the first living creature within this universe. Yat-chakshu-esa-savita-savarat-prahānam rāja-samastha-sinamukti-aseśa-tīnā jasadvaya-bhamatisam vidapalakattu. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Namāna duṣkītana mūhā parvaddhante malādhamā māyā abhita jñānā āśuri dhāvamāsī. When we call that all people have become sinful and rascal, it is not our manufactured word. It is the statement of the Supreme Authority, Krishna. He says, Namāna duṣkītana mūhā parvaddhante. Anyone who is not in God consciousness, then he must be classified amongst the duṣkṛtino. Duṣkṛtino means very expert in mischievous activities. That is called duṣkṛti. Kṛti means meritorious. And duṣkṛti means in the wrong way. At the present moment, there is medical advancement and education. We don't speak of our own country, but our trouble all over America and other European countries, especially in America. There are so many nice universities, nice arrangements. But unfortunately, they are producing hippies. That is the net result. Duṣkṛtino. Because they are all sinful. And mūḥā. Mūḥā means foolish or rascal. Behind these material activities, there is something. What is something? The Supreme Personality of Godhead explicitly stated, but they do not know. The ultimate background of this material world, they do not know. Therefore, they are mūḥā, rascal. And nārādhamā. Nārādhamā means the lowest of the mankind. For the human form of life is meant for understanding God. That is the only business. Human life is not meant for working hard like cats and dogs and hogs. That is not human life. That is not human civilization. Nāyāna deha deho pājāna viloke kaśyāna kāmār arhati virbhuyāna. Virbhuyāna, virbhuyāna means it's two liters, home. They are working very hard, day and night, simply for eating stool and sexual intercourse. That's all. Human life is not meant for that. Therefore, a human being who does not take advantage of this valuable life to search out God or to understand God is older than asses and dogs. Therefore, they have been called mūḥā, nārādhamā, lowest of man. He does not take the opportunity of this valuable life and wasted time just by cats and dogs and hogs. Therefore they have been called nārādhamā. While they are educated, they are university, PhD, DSCs and so many titles holders, still they are nārādhamā. Yes. Why? Māyā abhita jñānā. Māyā has taken his actual knowledge. Superficially, he may be MA, PhD, DSC or something like that, but he does not know what he is, what is God, what is the relationship with God. He does not. Ask anyone, do you know what you are? I talked to many big professors in Europe, especially in Moscow. One professor, Popov, he says, I mean, the utter destruction of the body, everything is changed. This is the general opinion. Big leaders, big education, they do not believe in the next life. They do not believe. But this is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Vehinas means the Tadehi, Omar, Jodhara, Jara. Tathadehantaram prati, Vehinas Tatramahi. There are so many big scholars of Bhagavad Gita. But ask that, what you understood about the Dehantara prati, transmigration of the soul from one body. Can you explain? He does not know. That is a big scholar of Bhagavad Gita. That is going on. So, the time is very bad, especially in this age. The Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian or sentimental fanaticism, religious movement. It is a scientific movement. People should take advantage. This science is not discovered by us. It is already there in the Vedic literature. Vijnana. Yad vijnanam samanvita. It is vijnana. Jnanam teha savijnana. Purvakshani asesata. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we find this verse. Jnanam teha savijnana. Asesata. I can describe. This is the vijnana. People should try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. They should not waste their valuable human form of life and cash and all. That is all it. That is all it. People have been so foolish and sinful. But the difficulty is that without being free from sinful life, we cannot understand God. That is another problem. Namāra duṣkītina mūrāta vartantena. Duṣkītina, this very word is very significant. People are engaged in sinful life. Therefore they cannot understand what is God. And the four principles of sinful life is described in this śāstra. Triyasana pāra dhūra jatva pāra sukha. Four kinds of sinful life. Illicit sex life. That is very simple. And unnecessary killing of animals, or meat eating. Why human beings should eat meat? Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Param Toyam Yomi Bhaktyapati. There are so many foodstuffs all over the world we see. There is no scarcity of food grains. There is no scarcity of fruit, vegetables, milk, butter, everything is there. Not only that, they are complaining scarcity of foodstuff. I don't see there is any scarcity of foodstuff. And there cannot be any scarcity of foodstuff. We are mismanaged. I have studied, especially in Africa and Australia, there are so much unused land, still lying, vacant. If they could be utilized for producing food, we could provide the whole world population 10 times. So there is no, because creation of God is perfect. Purnanidam, Purnamada, Purna, Purnam, Gacchati, Purnasta, Purnamanaya, Purnameva. So there is no scarcity in the kingdom of God. Only because you are senseless, duṣkṛtinā mūḷā, we do not manage nicely. Otherwise there is no scarcity. And God's arrangement, everything is there. But we have created this ism, nationalism. This is my land, this is your land, this is his land. Nobody is land. Everything belongs to God. The land is not created by you. The water is not created by you. The fire is not created by you. Why you are claiming it is yours? That is wisdom. So the Krishna consciousness movement is the practical understanding of the whole situation and solving the most important problem of life, death. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosharanudarshan. You are finding out so many problems in your life within the duration of life, say 50 years, 60 years, or 100 years. But your eternal problem is this. Krishna says, Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosharanudarshan. You are eternal. You live in soul. These informations are there. You have not to take bath. You do not require to die. You live forever. But this is the real problem. And there is no scientist, no education, no university. Why this problem is not solved? If I am not dying after the annihilation of this body, what solution is there? They do not know. Therefore they are mura. They are very much proud of their education and making solutions. But this is the real problem. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosharanudarshan. So actually they may be very much proud, but according to our Vedic literature, this is a society. At the present moment, especially in the Kali Yuga, they have been described, Mandas, Manda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, Jubat Bhuta, Prayena, Kalau Asmin, Jude, Alpaya, Ayusha, Jude, Dana, Mandas, Manda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, Jubat Bhuta. In this age of Kali, the politics has begun 5,000 years ago, and the whole duration of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years, out of which we have passed only 5,000 years. Still there is 427,000 years remaining. So in this age, the symptoms of the people have been discussed. And we are experiencing. So our duration of life is reducing in spite of so-called scientific improvement. Even in this Kali Yuga, every man is due to live for 100 years. But who is living 100 years? But this problem, they cannot solve. Why people are reducing? Now we hear from Ramayana that one Brahmana, his son died, and he immediately went to Lord Ramchandra. That in the presence of a son has died, what is the wrong in your government? Please explain. This is responsible government. This is responsible government. There are so many things we have to discuss in this Krishna consciousness movement. It is all practical, scientific, not a religious sentiment. Therefore, we can request you to understand this movement and take advantage of it. That is our only request. We have not to say many things for the pastor. Thank you very much.